everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Today is, I lost track, July 18th, 2015, and we're going to be here for the next about 28 minutes. As always, I'm excited to be here. I've got so much information that I want to give out that I don't know what to give first. So I broke it down, I write my little time clock, and I figure out what I want to say, and hopefully I'll stay within the boundaries of what I'm doing. Okay? So we're going to have a good time today. I'm getting my microphone adjusted. And I'm going to give you a real quick rundown of what the show highlights are going to be today. We're going to be going over again during our CHL segment, concealed carry segment, because I am an instructor for the state of Texas. I'm a certified instructor to teach concealed carry. And we're going to be going, like I told you last week, brandishing. However, we're going to add a word to that called displaying. So brandishing, displaying. We're going to be talking about that as it comes to the law and how officers look at it as well. Then we're going to talk about the fundamentals of being prepared for natural and man-made disasters. There's a lot of stuff going on. And when I go do this section, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where I'm going to end up by the 10 minutes are up. I may start one way with my notes and end up someplace totally different. And I think today is one of those days because I got a lot on my mind for that. Also, we're going to be going over our CERT training pistol. I was talking about a product demo last week. It's the CERT training pistol, and we'll be talking about our sponsor as well. But I want to make another quick comment about this past weekend. At the gun shop, we had a very special guest, couple of guests. I had Jamie Garrett and his son Tyler come out. It was Tyler's birthday, and he came out and shot out a few different types of guns. Pretty wild. Shot an M4. He shot a Glock modified with a little rifle type of platform that you can use with it, and he also shot a 1911 pistol. I think he had a great time. So we just want to say again, happy birthday. Had a good time, and we need to do it again. Okay. Let's move on. Time is ticking. I want to talk about our sponsor. The sponsors are very important. They help maintain the show. They help support the show. And this particular sponsor, Tommy Standard, I know him. He's a great guy. He thinks the same way, likes the same concepts, basically. And he feels that it's a good thing what we're doing here and wants to sponsor it and promote it. So I'm going to read to you here basically what he has to offer and what he supplies to the community as a service. He's the owner of Standards Care Home Health and Hospice, and he believes that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals who go the extra mile. They provide in-home services for skilled nursing, home health aides, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and social workers. Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice's staff of nurses and therapists are there to provide high-quality, safe, and cost-effective patient care whether you're in your home, assisted living facility, or a family friend's home. So call Standards of Care Health and Hospice for more information. The number is 254-482-1799. Again, the number is 254-482-1799. Give them a call. Tell them what you got. We all know somebody who could use the services, and he'll be more than happy to give you some information as to how it works. If you can hear me, he basically provides coverage in that area. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the CHL segment of this program. We were talking last week, or I mentioned briefly in the upcoming highlights, was brandishing. In my class, I make mention of that word a lot, but there's more of a technical term that law enforcement uses. I've talked to many law enforcement officers, and they tell me it's the word displaying. But let me just read the definition of what brandishing means, and I'll talk about how displaying comes into it. It's a verb to wave. The definition of Merriam-Webster verb is to wave or swing something, such as a weapon, in a threatening or excited manner. So you can all picture the guy with the pistol in his hand, above his head, and he's just waving and going, yo, man, I'm going to tear you up, all this kind of stuff. He's brandishing his weapon in an excited manner, a threatening manner. What an officer would probably say is he was displaying the weapon in a threatening manner as compared to maybe using the word brandishing, although they could use it, I'm not sure. But I just want to clarify those two words. When it comes to CHL, off the top of my head, a few different places that are areas of displaying the weapon would be under Penal Code 904, that would be threat as justifiable force, or Penal Code 4201, disorderly conduct, paragraph 8, and then on the Education Code, EDC 37.125. And what I've done, I've gone to my trusty law book over here, and where did I put it? Here it is. And I've marked the pages so I can find it pretty quick. So we're going to go to first and read Penal Code 904, threat is justifiable force. Because this one could probably come up for somebody who's trying to be very obedient to the law, but is forced to be put in a position like this. This law comes into play. It's Penal Code 904. Once I find it, I'll read it to you. Okay, threat is justifiable force. The threat of force is justified when the use of force is justified by this chapter. For purposes of this section, a threat to cause death or serious bodily injury by the production of a weapon or otherwise, as long as the actor's purpose is limited to creating an apprehension that he will use deadly force if necessary, does not constitute the use of deadly force. So what did I just say there? Basically, I got the thug trying to rip me off. He comes out from behind a bush and he's pulling a knife out of me and wants to cut me up for my wallet. And I back off a couple steps and lift up my shirt and I show him, hey, I've got a weapon. I've got a gun. I know how to use it. And you're scaring me. Stay away. Go away. And he sees that I have the gun and he decides, well, you know, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight, and he's going to leave. So I threatened to use it. I showed it. I displayed the gun, but I did it in a legal manner because I was in fear for my life and I used threat as justifiable force. Okay. So that's one way to display your handgun. Now, obviously, if that happens, I would call 911 and say, hey, something just happened, blah, blah, blah. Give the details so as to explain what happened in case the bad guy decides to call instead and gets you in trouble. Okay. And we can talk about all these things in my class. Give us a call or sign up. Speaking of which, if you want to be part of this show, you can call up 254-773-1400. That's right here at the KTM studios. And I'll give you more information about Aaron's and how to get a hold of me there. But for now, it's 254-773-1400 if you want to be a part of the show. Okay, the next penal code was 4201, disorderly conduct. And that's paragraph 8. So let me find my notes here to penal code 4201. Paragraph 8. Disorderly conduct. Starts with A. A person commits an offense if he intentionally or knowingly, and we go down to paragraph 8, displays a firearm or other deadly weapon in a public place in a manner calculated to alarm. So don't do that. I mean, don't be just pulling that gun out for any reason, okay? It's going to cause problems, and you are displaying it, causing alarm and threat. That's not good. Disorderly conduct. So you want to avoid it. Remember, only pull that weapon out if you feel that it is necessary to defend yourself or threat is justifiable force. The third one, and there's other things too, but time is short, so we're going to keep it brief. The other one is educational code EDC 37.125, exhibition of firearms. A person commits an offense if, in a manner intended to cause alarm or personal injury to another person or to damage school property, the person intentionally exhibits, uses, or threatens to exhibit or use a firearm, one, in or on any property, including a parking lot, parking garage, or other parking area that is owned by private or public school, or two, on a school bus being used to transport children to or from school-sponsored activities of a private or public school. And an offense under this section is a third-degree felony. So those are just a few places that could be possibly written up as a display of a weapon. So you want to make sure you understand those, where you can pull it out in a proper manner, where you shouldn't be pulling it out, and it becomes disorderly conduct or being affected by the education code. Now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, because we only have a 30-minute show, I have to touch on these things briefly. So if it piques your interest, as we're talking about these different topics and it piques your interest, you will go to that. Go online to the state website and look up these penal codes, or take one of my classes and we'll go over it more depth. But with a 30-minute show, I have to just touch it briefly, and hopefully it hits a note with you and that you want to follow up on it. Okay, I want to tell you about Aaron's. There's a lot of stuff going on in Aaron's gun shop and, you know, High Cap Adventures. And I wrote down a bunch of notes because I don't want to miss anything here, because there is a lot. So I'm going to read to you briefly what I wrote here. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures has a lot to offer the listening public, you know, the listeners here that right now are listening to us now, or the general public who decide to go to the shop itself. And the easiest way to learn is to go to the Aaron's Gun Shop website, and that's aaronsgunshop.com, AARONS gunshop.com. And if you review all the pages, which I'll do with you now, you get to learn a lot about us. On the homepage is our basic introduction as to who we are, and it also has our Facebook link as well. So before you leave the site and you know, look at all the information, make sure you like us on Facebook. The other one is the CHL page. That describes the course itinerary and gives you date and time of our next upcoming class and allows you to pay in advance if you wish using the PayPal system. The biggest information page, however, I believe, is the HICAP page. And this page shows all the seminar classes that we have to offer. We've got the co-ed self-defense with a handgun and home invasion seminar. We've got the ladies only self-defense with a handgun and home invasion seminar. And let me tell you something, ladies, that's a big one. If you go to the testimonial page, which I'll tell you in a second, you'll see a lot of ladies have taken that class. When the guys are left home and it's just you ladies, you open up big time, you learn. I see this all the time. When the guys are there with the ladies, they have a tendency to be quiet. But this one, they let their hair down and it's a good time. We also have the shotgun training seminar, a semi-auto rifle training seminar, and an AR-M4 rifle training seminar. And the difference between those two are the AR is specifically designed for AR rifles or that type of platform, whereas the semi-auto rifle goes over like AKs, SKSs, Mini-14s, things of that nature. Okay, then you can check out our photos and videos page and get a feel for the atmosphere here. And if you need to buy a gun, we have the Gallery of Gun page, which is great. You can look up all the different manufacturers that we have to offer. If you're looking for something specific, we may have sales going on, and you get to see if we actually have it in stock by looking in the quantities column. You click on the number, and it'll show a whole description of what we have available and a picture of the gun and all the things that come with it. So that's a good little page to look at, too. The testimonial page, like I just mentioned a minute ago, is a great way to see how others have felt about the class and the training. And then the other two more pages, the PEP program and the gold page will help you get prepared for the unexpected. We've got a lot of information there as well about gold, and we have our prep seminars. So if you want to get a class formed in that, we can do that as well. The other one I'm excited about is the products page. It shows all our in-house made products or ones that we like to promote, ones that fit those gaps of special items that really help you out in certain situations or training. And, of course, we got the radio page where we replay this program 24/7. You know, the new video will come up probably Monday afternoon. And we added something, too. There's a sponsor section. If you're interested in sponsoring this program, there's a contact phone number on that page. Or if you just like what you're hearing and you feel like contributing, there's a contribution box there. Whatever touches your heart to do so, we could use support. We'd love to be on the air for a lot longer and a lot longer duration. So that's what we have to offer at Aaron's. Check it out, and don't forget to like us when you get there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the time is, okay, we got time here. The section now is the PEP section. This is going to go in 20 different directions here. The whole reason I did PEP, practice eliminates panic, or preparation eliminates panic, is because a lot of people don't prep or practice, and it causes panic. So I've come up with this program to either get yourself prepared or practice what you have with you, whatever type of firearm it is, so that you're very proficient with it, so you don't have to think about the firearm. But it goes into so many different directions, and right now I'm a little hot on a certain subject. I'm sure you all have heard about those Marines who just got killed by an individual who had a bunch of guns and a bunch of bullets. And there's a lot of sheeple out there who go, oh, guns are bad. Everybody, guns are not bad. It's the people who use the guns. Let's get that straight. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here because the people who are listening are most likely the people who think like me or do things like me. But if you're not, if you like what I say but you don't apply it to action, if we have people who are informed and just sit there and do nothing, it's not any good. If we have people who are informed and do something, okay, let's do it, but let's do positive things. If you've got the opportunity to carry a handgun, if you're licensed to carry a handgun and you don't practice or train, what good are you when it comes to a situation like these Marines getting gunned down? And here's another thing. Here we go. Like I was telling you before, I'm going to get sidetracked and go a whole bunch of different ways. The reason that individual attacked those Marines, one, military, U.S., going against the U.S., two, they're unarmed. It's a soft target. So I want to make a comment. I put on a uniform and swore an oath to a constitution that I would protect and serve it, whether I'm in a uniform or not. And one of those things that I was there to protect was the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and then the Second Amendment, of course. So I'm gonna help out all those people who do not like to have guns in their facility. I support that right. I would put on a uniform and defend that right, and I'll do it right now, too. And that is, I'm going to help all those people who don't want to have a gun on their property. I'm going to start writing a list of all those people, and I'm going to start telling it to everybody out there who doesn't want a gun on their property. So you, the CHL holder, who goes through a million hoops to get your license, is one of the most producing people in society, doesn't have any criminal records or owe taxes or anything like that, one of the safest people on the street with a handgun because you go through your training. I'm going to tell all of you and anybody else who wants to know all the places that are gun-free zones, and that to me and my way of thinking is a dangerous spot to be. But I'm going to help them and promote them that they don't want guns, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. They're not going to get my money. They're not going to get my business, but I am going to share with them who they are and what they do. And we're going to form a thing called Aaron's Army. And the people are you, and the equipment is knowledge. And the knowledge is going to be who out there wants to make a haven, a place where it's dangerous because one can't protect themselves, because they're too afraid, because of their ignorance, lack of knowledge, whatever you want to call it, about handguns. Now, let's go off a little side tangent here a second, too, about Whataburger. I'm hearing all this grief about Whataburger. I just had a conversation this morning about Whataburger. They don't want guns there. Well, no. Read the full article. Have a full understanding of what's going on. Whataburger is a family-owned business, over 50 years. You know how I know that? It says it on their restaurant window, so I'm taking it for granted. It's the truth. He's a gun owner. He's a gun enthusiast. He's a CHL holder. And all he's saying is, look, carry your concealed guns in there. Right on, more power to you, but I got a business to run, and some people want to eat a burger without looking at a gun, so please just have it covered. That's all he's saying. So come January 1st, he's probably going to put up his Penal Code 30-7 sign that says, you can carry concealed, but please don't have it in the open. So that's a side note. But back to the other thing. If you know somebody or a business that doesn't allow guns because they're fearful or whatever, a corporation, we can tell them by our dollars that, hey, we don't like that. You're putting us in a dangerous position. Give us a call. Say, hey, I know this place. This place doesn't allow guns. And we're going to give them some promotion on their business and say, yeah, ABC company located at this such and such a place doesn't allow guns. Your call. If you want to go in there, it's a safe haven for a bad guy to go. So that's my point. That's my view on preparation. Understand that it's not the gun that hurts people. It's the maniac. And no matter what you do with the law, if you try to prohibit it, they're going to use some type of weapon to do it. It's not the weapon. It's the people. And anybody who makes these stupid laws, no common sense laws, you look at them and say, how can you make decisions like that? We got to start being active, everybody. You got to get in there and start telling people, hey, this isn't the way it works. But we're going to start, and I'm asking that you help me. We're going to list the people who want to have guns out of their location. So that's my stand on that. All right. Let me move on. Let's talk about a product spotlight. Once again, the number is 773-1400. You won't be able to see this yet until probably Monday, but in my hands right now, I have a SIRT training pistol, S-I-R-T. It's a shot indicating resetting trigger pistol. This is an incredible pistol. If you've got the money to burn on one of these things, you're going to save a ton of money when it comes to ammunition because you can use this thing a lot, dry firing. But what's nice about it is when you pull the trigger on this particular gun, it shoots out a laser every time. There's some other products out there where you have to reset the hammer, pull the trigger. When the hammer hits that cartridge that they have in there, it sets off a laser pulse. This one doesn't do it. You can actually do multiple training as though you've got like 15 or 17 rounds in your handgun and really do a lot of good point shooting. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about it. It's meant to complement, not replace, live fire training. It increases your speed, accuracy, and efficiency. You train more often and get more effective in a more practical environment, your home. Me and the boys use this pistol all the time. One of my boys goes, Dad, tell me something to shoot at. And I say, shoot out all the light bulbs. Shoot out the light sockets. Shoot out the light switches. Hit this, hit that. And he'll pick up the gun. He'll point it, and bam, there it is. And the laser indicates if he hit it immediately. And if not, we say, whoa, it was off to the left or off to the right. It's because your grip isn't right. So it enables us to figure out if our grip is proper. It instantaneously tells us if we're hitting the target. And that's great because when you're dry firing and you don't really know where the bullet would go, you could be training in a bad way, which would cause you bad habits. So when it comes time for the real thing, you're not actually hitting what you're trying to hit. The CERT training pistol is designed for high volume self-diagnostic training with no setup and safe, sustainable training. Okay. There's other things too. You can learn to draw from concealment. You can learn to draw from close quarter situations. And what I mean by that is if somebody's right on top of you, how you draw your weapon from concealment and then if you have to, use the weapon on the individuals to keep them off of you. Learn to reload under duress. And if you can see on the video, it has its mag, and the gun is weighted. It feels very much like a Glock. It's designed after a Glock 17 pistol. The magazine is weighted as though it's full, so you can do mag changes and get practice doing that. You can learn one-hand and weak hand shooting. You can learn to shoot in non-conventional positions, and what I mean by that is if for some reason you have to duck behind a car and shoot from underneath the car, or you're shooting off of one leg because you're turning corners or whatever, you're just in a bad situation and you have to take a shot, you learn to see if in those unconventional positions you can actually hit what you're aiming at. And then you can learn to shoot as a disabled shooter. Let's say you got shot and your good arm's down and you need to practice with your bad arm. Well, you can see if your offhand is just as good as your strong hand. And that's a very important thing to learn too, because you don't want to be so dependent on your strong hand in case it gets hurt, and you don't want to be so dependent on your particular firearm. A lot of people practice with their firearm, but then you give them a different firearm and they're totally clueless how it works. So it's always good to learn different handguns, the basic threads through all the handguns, and we teach that at Aaron's Gun Shop. And I've been talking so much, I never really gave you information. If you want to contact me through Aaron's, you can go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. You can call us up at 254-697-4721. Or just go straight to the website, aaronsgunshop.com. You can contact me through there. That CERT pistol is not up on our products page yet, but it will be up there soon. We'll be able to give you pricing and availability as it comes up. Okay. And time's a ticking. You see, time just flies by here, and I got to move fast. I tried to do this last week. It's a gun training demo, and it was chambering around malfunction. And here, what I have in my hand, this is the gun that Tyler used yesterday. It's a 1911 and 9mm. And the first thing we do when we get the weapon is we're going to check to make sure it's not loaded. Now, I have dummy rounds in here purposely to show you why we check this. So we drop the mag, and ooh, goodness, there's a couple rounds in the magazine. So we're going to empty those out. Those are dummy rounds. Then we're going to take the slide, pull it to the rear, check the chamber, and then the magazine is clear. So the weapon's safe. I am now going to show you what one of these malfunctions are when chambering the gun. I'm putting the dummy round, for you radio listeners, I'm putting the dummy round in the chamber, and I'm gently letting the slide forward to show that the gun is not seated properly. The slide is probably off its mark by 1/8 of an inch. And the reason that happens is, and I don't know why it happens, but it does happen, is when the cartridge is being peeled off the magazine, the extractor is supposed to catch in the rim of the cartridge and carry it into the chamber. But sometimes, for some reason, the cartridge peels off the magazine and the extractor gets behind the cartridge instead of connected to the cartridge. And it pushes the cartridge into the chamber instead of locking it into place. So when it pushes into the chamber, the extractor's on the backside of the cartridge instead of holding on to it, which causes this malfunction, which the gun is not set properly. It will not fire. There's a couple ways to fix this. You can push the gun hard from the rear, which I don't like, or you can take the slide, pull it about halfway back, and because there was no magazine in there, the cartridge fell out, but you pull it back a little bit and then just lock it into place, and the extractor will clip back onto the cartridge and you're good to go. So that one there, I don't really know what to call that one, except it's a feeding malfunction extractor problem. The extractor got behind the cartridge instead of carrying it into the chamber. We have courses, seminars, that teach all this stuff. So if you feel that you want to participate and learn more how your handgun works and all these different types of malfunctions and how to correct them, go to the Aaron's Gun Shop High Cap page or give us a call, give me an email, and we'll sign you up for a class. As we come to the end of the program here, once again, I want to remind you, I'm very proud to have this sponsor, and it's very important that we all help each other out. So if you can, give Tommy a call. I'm sure there's people out there who need his service. And let me tell you again, Tommy Standard is the owner of Standards Care Home Health and Hospice, and he believes that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals who go the extra mile. They provide in-home services for skilled nursing home, health aides, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and social workers. Standards of Care Home and Health Hospice staff of nurses and their therapists are there to provide high-quality, safe, and cost-effective patient care, whether you're in-home, assisted living facility, or a family friend's home. So call Tommy at 254-482-1799. That's 254-482-1799. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got this section called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's basically what the heck is going on. And I talked to you before about how those Marines got killed. And I'm looking at articles from the Telegram. And we've got ISIS here coming up through the southern border. The government says they're in all 50 states with training, some type of training facility. I'm reading articles here that says they wear bombs around them so they can't get captured. They are a major threat. We've got these guys shooting people up on soft targets. You need to be aware. You need to be prepared. Okay? Help somebody else. Have your eyes open. If you see something weird, I don't want to be a spy nation, but all I'm saying is this is common sense. If you're carrying concealed carry, know how to use your gun so God forbid something happens, you might be able to stop something from happening. I don't want to be an inactive participant. If I see something going on, if I was there and I see this guy riddling holes in the glass with a gun that he's got out of his car and I see, hey, this ain't right, I'm sorry. I'm stopping that individual from doing what he's doing. I'm going to stop him thoroughly. But you can only do that if you've practiced, you know what you're doing, you know how to handle your gun, and you know how to handle stress. You got to handle stress under situations like that, and that's what we do at our seminars. We try to put you under duress, stress, whatever you want to call it, so that you can handle it. Because when you start working with these 10 fingers under stress, they start turning into 3 fingers. And we got tricks on how to get around that. I'm looking at this editorial here from the Friday, June 26th. I've been wanting to tell you this for a while. That's when... this other headline basically says, U.S. softens hostage ransom policy. I'm thinking, as soon as I read that headline, I'm going, that's nuts. You do not want to negotiate like that with hostages. So here we've got, and I'm showing you on the video, the editorial cartoon, and it's got Obama at his pulpit, and he says, we will communicate with hostage takers. And then in the other picture, you got two terrorists, and the little bubble says, let's go round up some topics of discussion. Exactly what's going to happen. No negotiation, you stand tall, you stand firm, you don't negotiate, and you make them scared, not us scared. That's where I stand on that. All right, as we close up shop here, next week's highlights, we're going to be talking about Penal Code 934, protection of life or health. I always get a chuckle out of that when we talk about it. I got a couple simulated scenarios to help explain this, and people get a chuckle out of it. Again, we're going to talk about some more fundamentals of being prepared in natural and man-made disasters. We're going to talk about another exclusive gun part that Aaron's Gun Shop makes. It's for the HK416 AR pistol, buffer tube adapter. And, of course, we'll do over maybe a couple other gun demonstrations. But remember, everybody, let's join together. I'm sick and tired of gun-free zones. Gun-free zones mean it's a potential threat for my life. That means if there's no guns, that means the bad guy doesn't care. He's going to bring his gun, and I'm defenseless. So I have no problems sharing and promoting other people's businesses or places who don't want guns, because that's a dangerous spot in my view. But anyway, until next week, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I enjoy it here. Can't wait to talk to you again next week. Keep your powder dry. Go to the website, aaronsgunshop.com. Like it, please. That'd be nice. And we will see you again next week. Take care. God bless.